This is News Talk.
Well, obviously, the situation in Afghanistan dominating a lot of the front page photographs, both in the papers here and indeed across the water as well. Extraordinary picture on the front of the Irish Times of the Taliban fighters taking control of the presidential palace in Kabul after the president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, fled the country. So he's just left and left people to sort out what on earth they're going to do. There's the most extraordinary images on social media this morning because it's a few hours ahead in Afghanistan. It's, I think, around 9 or 10 in the morning there, of just these thousands of people running around Kabul airport trying desperately to flee the country. The president got out, the citizens left behind. And the photograph, as I say, on the front of the Irish Times is of, I'd say, a dozen Taliban fighters sitting in the presidential palace there with guns and things, and obviously there's a lot going on in Afghanistan, and we'll have a lot more on News Talk Breakfast this morning. And it will be interesting to hear from Minister Simon Coveney about what Ireland is going to do, particularly now on our big role in the UN. So tune into that from 7. Now, the virus is on a number of the front pages. You all know what virus I'm on about. The main story in the Irish Times is quite interesting, I suppose, looking as we come to nearly, hopefully, the end of this pandemic, an end of crisis stage of the pandemic. The Irish Times is looking at what happens then. Do we wear masks? Do we keep up social distancing? Do we keep up the hand washing? And what it says is that rules on social distancing could be relaxed as part of a significant shift in how COVID-19 is managed in the state. And we're told that we could be moving away from rules and regulations and big restrictions, moving towards a focus on public health advice, just being advice, and also personal judgment. Among the options being considered by officials here was removing the requirement for distancing and mask wearing outside or in private indoor settings once certain targets are reached. And officials are also considering setting a physical distance of 1 metre in workplaces rather than 2 metres, and also 1 metre of distancing in indoor public spaces and healthcare settings until spring 2022. And masks for going into shops and wearing masks on public transport likely to be retained until at least next spring. So it's an interesting front page story there about how we move on from the sort of panic stages of COVID-19 and the emergency restrictions brought in. Now, the Irish Independent says that over 1/3 of COVID outbreaks now taking place in workplaces, as the Delta variant sees increasing numbers of younger workers testing positive, and contact tracers are finding more large outbreaks associated with weddings. This is according to the head of the HSE's testing and tracing, Niamh O'Byrne. She said workplace outbreaks accounted for 35.1% of recent cases. 114 outbreaks or clusters have been identified between the 13th of July and the 9th of August, and 41 of them were in workplace settings. The second highest number occurred in social settings. So Niamh O'Byrne saying that could be a social gathering in a home, indoors or outdoors. It can be meeting a group of friends or a group of people. And also she talks about weddings in the paper this morning as well. By the way, great picture on the front of the Indo of Shane Lowry, who's obviously a very proud Offaly man there. He among the ecstatic Offaly fans in Croke Park yesterday after they beat Roscommon. Great picture there. The Irish Daily Mail, a plea to parents, get your children a vaccine. Health experts have urged parents to vaccinate their children as quickly as possible before schools return. We will have more on News Talk Breakfast about those amazing pictures over the weekend. Again, another weekend of queues of young people queuing up to get vaccinated. And there has been a reasonable uptake, as the Mail says, of vaccines in the 12 to 15 age cohort. And it says the Dr. Gabriel Scally said it should be a no-brainer for children aged 12 and over to get inoculated. That's on the front of the Mail. And Gabriel Scally made those comments with Sean Defoe on the record here on News Talk yesterday. So a lot of coverage of that interview. Now, the Irish Examiner has a big investigation into female TDs breaking their silence on harassment. So they've been looking, Aoife Moore, the political correspondent, has been looking at some of the harassment and stalking and different things that have gone on among female elected representatives. And the article on the front page opens with this quote: "It changed the way I lived. I wished I never went into politics. I didn't want to go on TV." These are the words of a female TD who was left terrorised after being repeatedly harassed by a stranger, including a violently sexually explicit letter sent to the TD with references to rape and incest. This was sent to her home, and she's one of at least two female politicians forced to contact Gardaí after they were subjected to sustained harassment, the Examiner can reveal. The TD is told of her ordeal, which involved the man repeatedly turning up uninvited at her home. It began with odd messages after the election, asking to meet up and go on walks, which I responded to, saying they were inappropriate, and then after a while the man turned up at my house and said, "You look even sexier in real life." I was terrified and told him to leave. Frightening, frightening report on the front of the Examiner this morning. And you know, if we're trying to encourage more women to get into politics, which everyone thinks is a good thing and a good idea, we're going to have to address this, because that certainly would put you off going into politics if men are going to start showing up at your house. And that's just one example there, and there are more examples out there. Now, the Irish Sun this morning has good news for Kelly Harrington. Kelly Harrington on the front page could be set to rake in a fortune following her gold medal victory in Tokyo. A top sports agent has said that there's huge interest after her boxing heroics, as she looks set to take home over €500,000 in the next 3 years in sponsorship deals. Apparently there's loads of interest, and she deserves, I think, every sponsorship deal going. And never mind your, you know, influencers getting all these sponsorship deals. She's a real influencer there, and Kelly Harrington deserves every endorsement deal going, and that's lovely news on the front of the Sun. Staying with the Olympics, not such nice news is about that attack on Olympian Jack Woolley, and his mother is quoted on the front of the Mirror as saying that he didn't choose to use his skills to fight back. Obviously, I'm sure you're aware of this, Gardaí investigating after Taekwondo star Jack Woolley was punched in the face in Dublin on Saturday, and his mother said as he registered what had happened, it flashed through his head, do I fight back, do I defend myself or not? But obviously his martial arts training stopped him from reacting. And actually the Irish Independent have more on that attack on Jack Woolley, because Dublin city centre is becoming a no-go area and has been abandoned by Gardaí, city councillors have claimed. These comments come after the attack on Jack Woolley, and city councillors say the incident is nothing new and that street violence, antisocial behaviour and drug dealing have spiralled out of control in recent months, and they're calling for the government to step in and for the Department of Justice to ensure more Gardaí are patrolling the streets. Christy Burke, councillor, said certain parts of the city go unpoliced despite being near Garda stations. That is what he is alleging. And, you know, I'd love to know your experience. You can text me here, 53106, about going out in Dublin, being out in Dublin late at night. I haven't done it, obviously, in a while because of lockdown and all of that. I used to find Dublin safe. I'm not sure I find it so safe anymore. And there is a comparison that can be made when you think about other EU cities, where I think you would feel quite comfortable walking around late at night in some other EU cities, maybe not so much in Dublin, or maybe you feel that Dublin is very safe at night time. Certainly I'd love to hear your views, because there's a conversation to be had about just how safe our capital city is after dark, really, and indeed maybe before dark. Interesting story in the Irish Independent about train collisions, and the reason why there has been an increase in train collisions is because of deer. So the Indo says that the number of collisions involving trains more than trebled last year and reached their highest level in a decade, due largely to a big increase in the number of incidents of trains striking deer. A total of 72 train collisions were recorded on the Éireann Road Éireann rail network last year, and the majority involved incidents with large animals. And obviously, they're now saying that it could be linked to a growth in the deer population in 2020. Deer accounted for 29 of the 38 collisions between trains and large animals last year, cattle accounting for 7 cases and 2 incidents involving horses. Now, you're probably wondering about fences. Well, Éireann Road Éireann says it has a fencing programme in place to try to restrict access to railway lines. And in collisions involving cattle, the spokesperson for Éireann Road Éireann said it pursued farmers for compensation when it established they were at fault for allowing their livestock onto rail lines. So that's a concern concerning enough story there. Finally, story comes from the Mail, and it's about the smell of summer. So the smell of freshly cut grass, eating a 99 cone on a sunny day, and the rush to the beach after a spell of rain all rank as the most popular Irish summer memories. The survey of 1,000 adults revealed that nearly half of people listed classic summer smells such as cut grass, silage or barbecues as one of their most nostalgic memories. This was tied with eating a 99 cone as a favourite, while 42% chose making a break for the beach when the rain stopped. Outdoor eating and drinking on a hot day, to which now obviously we've all gotten used to as well, that was listed as a cherished sun-kissed memory for 41% of people, and one third of people picked sunbathing at their home or in their local park. So there we go. The moments of nostalgia that we love to remember when we think about sunny days in Ireland. I think we all remember sunny days because they're quite rare in this country. That's our look at the morning papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.